From here, we move on to the third factor which affects climate, which is distance from the sea. Now children, this is not very simple, so listen carefully. The places which are close to the sea are neither very hot nor very cold. They have a moderate but humid climate. How is it so? During the day, land which is solid gets heated up much faster than the sea. Hence, the air above land gets heated faster than the air above water. This hot air above land, being lighter, rises. Cool air above the sea quickly rushes in to take its place. So during daytime, the temperature which should be higher is brought down by the cool sea breeze. Kindly check the illustration on page 25 labeled sea breeze. Now try to understand what happens at night. Land being solid cools faster and thus cools the air above it. Water, which was heated during the day, takes much longer time to lose its heat. Thus, the air above water is now hotter than the air above land. So children, the hot air above water rises and cool air from land rushes in to take its place, causing land breeze. Thus, it is never too hot or cold for places like Mumbai, Kolkata and Chennai, which are close to the sea. Please refer to the illustration labeled land breeze on page 25. Places like Delhi and Amritsar, which are far away from the sea, experience extreme climate. What does that mean? It means that these places are very hot in summers and very cold during winters, as they are not surrounded by any water body. The next factor affecting climate is the direction of winds. Direction of winds affect the temperature, humidity, and rainfall of that place. Let's see how. Very simply, winds blowing from cold regions make a place cool, while winds blowing from the hot regions make a place hot. The winds blowing from the sea carry moisture, making the weather humid and thereby causing rainfall. For example, the southwest monsoon winds that blow over the Arabian Sea towards the west coast of India bring in a lot of rain. The last factor which affects climate is humidity. Humidity is the amount of water vapor in the air. Water exists in the air in the form of gas or vapor, and it is invisible. So snowfall, rain, dew and fog are the result of the amount of water vapor present in the air. With this, we conclude the topic on factors that affect the climate of a given place. Thank you.